mama, limani wa ma.
This is 3ABR Community Radio in Apollo Bay. It's paradise by the sea. It's the smallest, the most southerly village on the Australian mainland. It's also the home of a kind of a monthly program, occasionally fortnightly. Wouldn't want to get too organised. For Murrawarn, called Murrawarn Musings. And this morning we're chatting to Rhiannon Cox. G'day, Rhiannon.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
And we're talking about grant writing.
That's right.
Everyone loves a good grant writer. They queue at the door, don't they, really?
That is true. I am the favourite person in any room.
Okay. Does that drive you nuts?
No, I kind of like it. I like that I can help people, particularly community-based efforts, to get stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's your strike rate?
50%.
Okay, that's pretty fantastic, isn't it?
It is a really good strike rate.
Yeah, gee. But we're not here particularly to talk about your skills. We're talking about, okay, so what's the plan?
So we're running a six-week workshop in Murrawarn, starting from the 15th of October, on how to get better at grant writing so that I don't have to do them all for everybody.
Trying to work yourself out of a job.
Kind of, yeah.
So what are the big secrets?
A couple of the big secrets are that the person reading your grant doesn't know as much as you know, which means that you need to dumb it down. So a lot of the times the errors come from people assuming that my expertise is going to be the same as the person reading it. And so they write with acronyms, or they write with particular terms that are specific to their skill set, and the person reading it can't decipher it. It doesn't make any sense to them. So one of the things we'll be teaching people is how to sell your message almost like you're trying to sell it to a child, and how to create that narrative or that story that allows people to understand what it is that you're trying to do.
Okay. And will you be also looking at navigating the landscape of grant opportunities?
One of the big things is that there are a lot of grants out there. So a big thing that's happening is that we're moving away from recurrent funding from state and federal governments and even local governments into yearly grant programs. So that's a real big challenge for organisations, but it's also a big challenge for community groups. There's just not as much money out there that's being given without having to go through this process. So we're showing people where to find the grants and how to understand what they're asking, so how to break down the application, and also how to look at using the language that the grant makers have used and replicating that in your application so that you're talking to what they want. And understanding, I guess, ultimately, why are they giving me money? So no one gives money for no reason. The philanthropics, of course, are giving money so that they can promote their organisation. The state government, you know, we've just had the Pick My Project round come out, which is fantastic. Apollo Bay's done really well out of that.
Yes, we have done very well. It's amazing.
But why? Well, we've got a state election coming up. So if you can link the reasons why the money's being given out, you can better articulate what they want.
And you kind of marry your needs to the needs of whoever's got the pot of gold.
And the other thing is to always make sure that what you're applying for links with what they're doing. So there's no point trying to wedge something in that doesn't fit, because you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
It's a waste of your time.
So how many people are you expecting for the course? How many can you manage?
We've allowed for 6 to 8, so we're keeping it quite small so that we can personalise it. It's almost full.
Wow.
There's only 2 spots left from memory. I was speaking with Sally earlier this week. But if it's successful, I'm happy to run it again.
To do it again.
Yeah, so the thing we're going to do at the end, so we're going to walk you through the process. We're going to work as if you've got a specific grant in mind, and hopefully you do.
And people will, I'm sure, yeah.
And if you don't, we've got a template to manage that. And the last session is a one-on-one, so we're going to go through your application with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that it's as good as it can be before it's ready for submission.
Okay. Well, that sounds like – and remind me again, because I have a – brain like a sieve.
Yeah.
How many sessions are you doing?
Six
sessions.
Yeah.
On Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays?
Monday evenings.
Monday night.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good time to be doing stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're coming into a really busy period for everybody in Apollo Bay, being a tourist town.
Yeah.
It's ramping up. So we will wrap up in November, so before we get to crazy December. Hopefully... We're also coming into, with the state election coming in, a new flush of money coming out.
Yes, let's hope so.
Yeah.
How did you start grant writing?
I started it for community groups. So yep. I was, I've always had an interest in writing. I have a qualification in community development, which includes submission writing. And so I started writing them, and they continued to be successful, and each time I wrote one, I got it, and I wrote another one, and I get it. And suddenly I had a really great strike rate, and I was working at Otway Health, actually as the Marawarn coordinator for a period of time, and we had a change of management, and they wanted to pursue funding opportunities, and so they created a role for me in partnership with Lawn Community Hospital, where I was their full-time grant writer.
Okay. All right. So you turned an interest and a bit of a passion into a career, really.
I did, yes. And I'm in a new role now. I work with at the Surf Coast Shire, but I work in emergency management across Colac Otway and Corangamite Shires as well. And that's still a useful skill. So I'm waiting for the official announcement, but there's some money coming out that I've been successful with.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've had the word, but you haven't got the...
That's right.
And you live in the Bay?
I do, yeah. We've been here for 10 years.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're not going anywhere soon?
No, we've bought. We've just had our second child. So he's 8.5 months old now, and our oldest is 10.
Wow. So. That's a busy house, especially with that big area for you to work in.
Yeah. Look, I'm really lucky. My husband is a fantastic dad, and so he works part-time and does all the school stuff while I travel the country.
Countryside. Yes, that's good to share the load. Okay, so if you want to sign up for the Marawarn grant writing course with expert Rhiannon Cox, how do you do it? You just contact Marawarn.
You contact Marawarn. I believe it's linked on Eventbrite, so you can go through there on their website and also on their Facebook page.
On the Facebook page, yeah. But there are only two spots left. And when does it start?
The 15th.
The 15th of
October.
October. Yeah. Oh, it starts in a minute.
Yeah.
All right. We better pump this out and fill those other two spots.
Sure.
Rhiannon, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This has been a little bit of Marawarn Musings on 3 ABR.